Hi there. The word for you today is when fatigue threatens you. In Isaiah 28 verse 12, we read, God told his people, let the weary rest. Ruth Haley Barton coined the phrase, dangerous tiredness. Here are some of its symptoms. Irritability and hypersensitivity. In other words, things that wouldn't normally bother you, like another motorist cutting you off or a friend's irritating habits, put you at edge, or restlessness, a vague sense that something isn't right. You feel like running away, you're exhausted, but you can't fall asleep, or compulsive overworking, checking email late into the evening, the inability to just unplug and go on vacation, or struggling to enjoy uninterrupted family time. You recognize any of these? How about emotional numbness? You don't feel anything, good or bad, and you're afraid if you did, you'd be overwhelmed. And then there's escapist behavior, compulsive eating, drinking, overspending, watching TV, pornography, surfing the internet. You lack the will to exercise or connect with friends or pursue a hobby or just read a good book. And then there's feeling disconnected from your calling. You go through the motions of ministry without any real sense of who you are or what God called you to do. You're at the mercy of other people's expectations and your own inner compulsions. And that's because you've no internal plumb line against which to measure these demands. Then there's neglecting yourself physically. You've no time to eat, take a walk, get enough sleep, and do everyday things like washing the car or picking up the laundry. Then there's hoarding your energy. You're afraid people will drain the last of your resources, so you withdraw to conserve what you've left. And then there's letting your spiritual habits slip. Things that would normally energize you and you know are good for you, like praying, reading, journaling, and self-examination, they all feel like burdens. Hey, if any of this sounds familiar, chances are you've hit the wall. You know what? It's time to pay attention, talk to God, get back into His Word, and reorder your priorities.